Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 5th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Google launched an open beta for passkeys on Google Workspace accounts, letting more than 9 million organizations' users sign into a Google Workspace or Google Cloud account using a passkey instead of a password. Developed by the FIDO Alliance and based on public key cryptographic protocols, passkeys allow users to log into websites using a device's own authentication, such as Windows Hello, a fingerprint sensor, or Face ID. According to internal documents seen by the New York Times, Twitter's U.S. advertising revenue for the 5 weeks from April 1st to the first week of May was $88 million, 59% below a year earlier. The document also indicates U.S. weekly sales projections have been down as much as 30% as of late. Twitter has reportedly forecast that its U.S. ad revenue for the month of June will be down at least 56% each week compared with a year ago. The Times sources also say incoming Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino is expected to start her role on Monday. The Cortana is dead. Long live the Bing. Microsoft announced that Cortana will be replaced in Windows by new AI tools later this year, after which it will no longer support Cortana in Windows as a standalone app. The company is directing affected users to instead use AI-powered Bing and Bing Chat, Windows 11 Voice Access, Microsoft 365 Copilot, and Windows Copilot. If this saddens you, Cortana isn't dead, just mostly dead. Cortana will still be available in the Outlook and Teams mobile apps and in Teams displays and rooms. Some large subreddits, including r/videos, r/reactiongifs, r/earthporn, and r/lifeprotips, plan to set themselves private, also known as going dark, on June 12th for 48 hours to protest what they consider new and unfairly expensive API pricing for third-party developers. A post making the subreddit rounds explains, quote, "Some will return after 48 hours. Others will go away permanently unless the issue is adequately addressed, since most moderators aren't able to put in the work they do with the poor tools available through the official app. Reddit is reportedly planning to go public later this year." Cybersecurity engineer Chris Plummer tweeted that he found a flaw in Gmail's new blue checkmark system that's designed to verify legitimacy of people sending emails. He explained one situation where, quote, "The sender found a way to dupe Gmail's authoritative stamp of approval, which end users are going to trust. This message went from a Facebook account to a UK NetBlock to OS365 to me. Nothing about this is legit," end quote. In response, Google announced that it's taking a closer look at what's going on. In a blog post Monday, debugger Jonathan Rudenberg said he was able to replicate the hack on Gmail and that Google needs to fix this ASAP. Health clinic provider Carbon Health Technologies launched a new product based on OpenAI's GPT-4 Monday. It combines information about patients with audio recordings of appointments to generate a medical chart, create instructions for patient care, and provide codes for diagnoses and billing. If a patient gives consent, and they do need to give consent, Carbon Health's tool will transcribe appointments using Amazon Transcribe Medical, which is then combined with things like lab results and notes from the doctor, who can then edit and finalize the record. Carbon Health says almost 90% of transcripts don't actually need edits, and the records are more detailed than manual ones from a doctor. Sony CEO Kenichiro Yoshida said in an interview with the Financial Times that cloud gaming is still technically very tricky, and that Sony's PlayStation division would still study various options for streaming games, such as utilizing its AI tool GT Sophie. Sony's been at this a while, having acquired cloud gaming company Gaikai back in 2012, then technology from OnLive, and then launched its own cloud gaming subscription service in 2014 that's now integrated with PS Plus Premium. Finally, Amazon announced it plans to digitize 10 million small businesses in India by 2025, estimated to generate $20 billion in exports. That would be up from around 4 million small businesses and $5 billion in exports to date. Amazon launched an app in India in 2013, offering shopping options in several local languages. The company also partnered with the India Post and Indian Railways to create its delivery network in the country, and partnered with some neighborhood shops to provide e-commerce services. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, including Apple's big WWDC announcements, check out today's Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.